Welcome to Mountain Women Radio with your host, Tammy Traer. Tammy is an author, writer, and integrative health practitioner dedicated to helping her listeners enjoy life and family. Listen as she shares her extensive knowledge on homesteading, off-grid living, wilderness survival, and living a faithful, simple life. Find a comfortable seat, grab your favorite beverage, and prepare to be encouraged.
Hey, my friends. Welcome to Mountain Women Radio. I am your host, Tammy Traer. I'd like to wish you guys a happy new year, and it's going to be an amazing one. And I just want to share with you guys what's going on the homestead and what the year is going to look like for us, for all of us. And I also want to encourage you to join me over at Faith Led Healing podcast as well, because I'm not a New Year's resolution kind of girl. I'm a success kind of girl. I am a girl that is constantly striving to make small changes that over time are amazing assets to our future and our lives. And that is how we attain success. So join me over at the Faith Led Healing podcast, where I'll be talking about that today. But here at Mountain Woman Radio, I want to share with you guys, you know, I shared with you that we put an offer in on a parcel in Alaska. It is our dream property. It is just amazing. And we had till the 31st of December to get our property here in North Idaho sold. And you guys know how we roll. You know how I roll. And my family rolls the same way. You know, we have our faith and our trust in Papa 1,000%, fully trusting him. This is a big dream. This is a big prayer. This is something that trumps anything we've ever set our eyes on. And I want you guys to know that we've been praising him before and we praised him after. We did not have any serious bites on our property prior to the 31st. And I wanted to talk about this today because, you know, I don't believe that Papa sets us up for failure ever. But I do believe that he tests us and he tests our faith and he challenges us. He grows us. He shapes us. He molds us. He breaks us. You heard me say that this summer I was asking to be broken. I wanted to be broken. I want none of me and all of him. And I just felt it was extremely necessary to talk about this because so often, you know, we put our prayers up to God and when they aren't answered the way we asked, or if they aren't answered at all, we get very disgruntled. We get mad at God. Some people even pull completely away from God and walk away, and we are in a bad place. How does that serve us? And, you know, I know I'm different than everybody else. My husband will be sitting next to me right now laughing when I say that, saying, yeah, you're different. And I am. And I realize I'm different so often with how I think. And I always have been, but even more so now, you know, on the other side of life-saving surgery, you know, you view things very differently. But I've never been disgruntled with Papa. I've never been upset when things weren't answered because I always felt in my heart and deep within me that there was purpose in the things happening the way they were. I have always felt that. And, you know, I don't know what his desires are. I don't know what he was showing or if he was just, you know, reviewing the strength of our faith. Our faith has grown tremendously through the experiences we've had here in Idaho with my health and having to sell our first homestead and different things. And, it was pretty amazing yesterday when all of a sudden our phone just started ringing like crazy. And we had multiple people interested in our parcel. We are in the new year. We have bypassed the 31st. We are no longer under contract in Alaska, though the homeowners in Alaska that we've grown to really enjoy, they are just beautiful, beautiful people. And they really felt we are the people to take over. When you put your sweat, blood, and tears into something, it's always nice to see somebody coming and taking the torch that's going to appreciate it. We feel the same way with the parcel that we've already sold, and then this homestead here. It's nice to see somebody seeing what we see in it and having similar desires for it, and also just that they're going to appreciate it. And these people knew that it was a life dream for us. So what's really awesome there is that they've extended their invitation, an open invitation, that as soon as something happens here to reach out so that we can get back under contract and get things rolling, So sometimes I believe that Papa is just testing our faith. We praised him before, we praised him after, and we just kept rolling. We just kept moving forward. We just kept trusting. Our prayers amped up a little bit in the regard that we are asking him for much greater clarity, much greater direction. Show us what we need to see. If we aren't walking in your will, please make that clear so that we are, because there is nothing more important to my family than knowing that we are walking in Papa's will. Because truly, when we're not and we're chasing our own dreams, it's not going to be, it might be okay. It's not necessarily going to be terrible, but you're going to be diverted greatly from what you are on this earth for, what you're being called to do. And I think that's really important for us to think about. In my experience, the best parts of life are on the other side of our comfort zone, but the even greater opportunities are when we are stepping out in faith in His will for us. Oftentimes, where He is taking us is going to be so profound, and it's going to stretch us. It's going to take us out of our comfort zone for sure, because He's calling us into things that we are not accustomed to, that we may not desire to even do. I look back when we started, getting on YouTube. Initially, our YouTube channel was really just set up to comfort our family at home and let them know what we were doing and the progress that we've made. And we weren't expecting other people to see it. Being in front of that camera was like so uncomfortable. I did not like it. I never went live. I hated going live because you couldn't edit the mistakes. It was that type A perfectionist, really hanging on. And it's so funny because I just go live now. I am what I am. It is what it is. And right now, recording, I'm sitting here in the corner of my living room, quickly recording this because while we're waiting, we decided to add an addition onto the back of the house. And I believe I shared that last episode where we are putting our bathroom in the house. We have a bath house outside. It's wonderful. It's very accommodating, but we are adding more storage onto this tiny home and our bathroom in the house. So, that's what we intended to do anyway. So we're moving forward. We're doing the things we can do that aren't going to cost us a lot of money. We already had much of the materials for that, the lumber we milled on our sawmill. So we're moving forward. But in saying that, it's been very difficult to find a quiet spot. We are in a monsoon season for our winter. Today is the first day that we have a really pretty snow outside, and it's just been raining, so I couldn't go outside to record. And right now the mountain man is chopping some firewood. We are and have been gifting a friend of ours with firewood to help him out. And so he's out there doing that. So, there'd be noise out there that wouldn't be getting filtered out. And during the week and during the day, he's working on the addition in the back. And so there's been a lot of noise, a lot of inability for me to find a quiet place. And I really do try to keep it noises to a minimum. A couple weeks ago, my big dog was just constantly moving on the porch, and I didn't have my headset on. So, it is what it is. This is real life. But still, for your ears and your listening pleasure, I'm trying my best to record when there aren't a lot of distractions and a lot of noise. You might hear the bubbling of my pots today. We have a pork roast and sauerkraut, pork and sauerkraut on the stove, on the wood cook stove. And we also have a big vat of mashed potatoes. We are having our New Year's meal. So we are German, so that is one of the traditional bring in the new year with pork and sauerkraut. So that's what we're doing. But anyway, I wanted to share that with you guys. How do you react to things? How do you handle things when they don't go your way, when your prayers aren't answered, when God does something completely different than what you're anticipating? This process for us has started in June of 2024. So all these months, we've been anticipating the 31st of December. And actually, these people have been so gracious because we had a contract that ended sooner, earlier in the year, but they instantly extended it for us because they really were wanting us to have their parcel. So even so, right now, it is in God's hands. We have people interested in this parcel, but I don't have a signed sales contract. This is in Papa's hands. But it really made me think about it this week, when we started getting those phone calls. And, how do we react? How do we handle things? Are we honoring God? Are we praising God through the good, the bad, and the ugly? I really feel even if he wasn't looking at how we were reacting or how we were handling things, it made me analyze it when we started getting calls after the 31st. That we did. We praised him through the good, the bad, and the ugly. This is a life dream, and it wasn't unraveling. But we still praised him. And, that honors God in the greatest way when we can praise him when things don't go our way and still keep trusting and still keep moving on. So, I think that's part of our success. I think that's part of our growth. I can honestly and very seriously say that isn't how I handle things in my younger years, not even a little. I lived out of a place of expectation. I lived out of wanting things to, go my way. And I've certainly grown in that regard. But I never was angry with him. I was never angry when things didn't go my way, but I certainly, didn't roll with praising him, the way I do now. And that's why I'm talking about today, because I want to encourage you. Much of the population lives out of a place of expectation, and when their expectations aren't met, they are not happy. We a lot of times are looking for other people, not just God, to fulfill our needs, our happiness, our joy, our comforts, and that expectation is just such, I really feel, expectation is the enemy. Because along with expectation comes disappointment. And I've just totally removed myself from that 15 years ago. And it was a real one of the greatest blessings. And I think that that is why my mindset is the way it is today. So I felt this was a very important discussion and also just a little update for you. And for 2025, I think that's what you're going to be getting most from me is just the real life. What we've got going on here, lessons learned on the homestead, the varying things we're working on, and how we can shed light and help and guide others that are coming behind us and that are trying to accomplish the same things. And you will find me educating greatly on Faith-Led Healing podcast, on everything health, wellness. It's our spiritual, our mental, our emotional, and our physical health. And I've got some great courses coming for those of you that deal with histamine issues, histamine intolerance, mast cell activation, gene mutations. My new course will be coming out very soon into the new year. Conquering Histamine and Renegade Genes. I know that this will be very helpful because many of the clients that are coming to me are dealing with the same things I did. And that is no coincidence. When your mess becomes your message, Papa brings the people that are in need. So it's pretty amazing. So be sure to subscribe to both podcasts and be sure to check out both websites, faithledliving.com and faithledhealing.com. Happy New Year. May you have a very blessed and abundant in every way. And may all your prayers be answered in 2025. This is the year of taking back. We are going to take back. This is the year of success. So join me on Faith Led Healing podcast where we unravel what success looks like. I love you all and look forward to joining you every Friday. Take care and God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on Mountain Women Radio, where you can learn something new every week. We hope you enjoyed the show and we encourage you to join us on faithledliving.com and faithledlearning.com. Be sure to connect with us on iTunes and leave a review. This will help us reach even more people. Until next time, keep learning, laughing, and living.